I got a new job.
Fuck yes.
And we will promptly proceed to never talk about it again on the show. But I got a new job.
We will go over when I hang up, but I'm so excited for you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting now, but not about work.
Yeah.
Sorry. My name is Oscar. I'm joined as always by my co-host and best bud.
Shan.
How art thou, Shan?
Good. I checked in for the flight I'm taking tomorrow.
I was gonna ask because I didn't know you could check in a day ahead.
You have to check in a day ahead.
Oh, I didn't know that. I haven't flown in fucking
Yeah,
years,
they send
man.
you an email like 24 hours
Last
out,
time,
and then you
okay,
check in to
I
confirm
will
you are
tell you,
coming.
the last time I flew was when fucking Storage West flew me out to Arizona when I first got
Oh
hired in
my God.
2018 back then.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I haven't flown in like 5 years,
Oh
man.
yeah, no, yeah, you wouldn't have. Yeah, you check in 24 hours ahead of time. I don't feel like I've flown like since then either. But I did flights for longer than you. Remember, I flew back and forth to Georgia for school. So like this is ingrained in my brain. You check in 24 hours ahead of time, and when you check in 24 hours ahead of time, then it puts you in a boarding group. So the earlier you check in for the flight, the earlier your boarding group is before you like get to the very end. Unless you have like one of those like priority boarders, or I'm a Diamond member kind of thing.
I'm not like a frequent flyer is a thing. Like most of my trips that I take are like drivable, so
Road trips, yeah.
So like I don't know. I'm
Yeah.
not big on the flying etiquette or anything, you know, so
You know, going to school in Georgia and then having a best friend who moved to Georgia and then needing to go to her wedding. Like, I went for
spoiler
years, like
alert,
5 years was flying back and forth.
Shan will be fine on her plane.
Yeah.
Because if we would have been put on the no fly list for our segment, we would have received a letter. So
Apparently they send us a letter when they do it, kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, okay.
We
We
believe
did pick a
Shan will be
bougie
fine.
ass flight. Let me fucking tell you this
Okay.
story.
Okay, all
So
right.
in order to
Wait,
get
where are you
a,
going?
you know, wait, we didn't do an intro.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
I'm tired. I just woke up. Anyway, I'm going to Oregon again, because it's the baby's first birthday. So I'm so tired.
Oh.
My brain has not been letting me go to sleep. So even though yesterday after work I was exhausted and like wanted to pass out, I was up until 2 in the morning.
Damn.
And I have to fly at 8 in the morning tomorrow, which means I have to be out of my house because we're going to through the Burbank Airport.
Okay, I'm sorry. This cool.
I mean, yeah. I'm a little sad because a month ago, like almost exactly a month ago, they were training a bunch of service dogs at the Burbank Airport to not react to things, and I missed that day.
Ah, puppy day.
Like, you can't play with them or pet them, but you get to all watch all these dogs learning how to do their job and be their own job person. Sad. But I'm flying out of the Burbank Airport, so it's a flight from a company I've never heard of before this trip called Avelo. Not a clue. You have to pay for a checked bag, which is normal. And it's like a normal fee for it. It's like, because I think Delta does too. I think Southwest is the only one who does a free bag now. You have to pay for a carry-on bag. And it's the same price for a checked bag as a carry-on bag.
See my dog in the back just fucking.
Yes. I can only have a personal item that is no bigger than the like the longest part of it has to be 13 inches.
You know what? You should walk up there with like a big ass pair of antlers and say, "Look, bitches, I've looked all this up thoroughly.
Now I have
You
to pay
can."
$45 for a carry-on and that has to go in an overhead if it doesn't fit under the thing.
God damn
Okay,
it.
I'm not paying $45 for this joke. What was
Worth
the other
it.
thing that you have to pay for that I'm just like, what the? Oh, like we so you had to, we're taking and leaving my car there because my car will fit everybody in it.
Doesn't sound like a
That's normal.
bougie flight. It sounds like the opposite of a bougie flight because you have to pay for everything. It sounds like a ghetto ass flight that you have to add everything
I mean, the
onto.
only good thing that we're getting with this flight is the direct flight because the airfield. Did I ever tell you? No, probably not because I haven't flown it in years. So we fly into the same airfield because it's the closest one to Oregon where I'm going. And it's in Redmond, Oregon, which is not the town I'm going to, but it's close enough. And we fly into there, the same airfield all of my life. The name of the airfield is the Roberts Airfield.
Oh my God, you fly into your own fucking
But we don't
personal
own it.
airfield?
Somebody was like, you have money. And I was
That's
like,
fucking
don't own it.
bougie.
We
You're talking
don't
about
own it.
bougie
We
flights. You
don't
think
own it.
you fucking have your own airfield in Oregon?
It's like all of my
Christ.
life. All of my life. That's the airfield we fly into, Roberts Airfield. But
Who's
no, the
Robert?
bougie ass, no, it's not Robert. It's
No.
Roberts. It's not a
No.
possessive. It's literally my last name.
I'm literally just being stupid.
Oh yeah. But no, the bougie ass part was like, we're paying for the long term parking. And my mom goes, we're doing valet. And I said, why? It's $104 for the valet parking for
Why are
the
you
whole
doing
weekend.
ballet?
Because apparently it's only $7 cheaper to park it yourself.
Oh, okay, well, I guess.
Yep. Yeah. So we're getting valet parking at the
No,
Burbank
then you also
Airport.
gotta tip the valet guy.
My mom's gonna do it. My mom's dealing with it.
All right, fine.
They're like, I'm just like, what the heck is happening? In other news,
Yes.
because you'll be excited.
We have Cosmo and Wanda here.
Can you see it?
Is that a new tattoo? Is that a little Shanrock?
That is two new tattoos. It is a shamrock, though.
I saw you post on, you sent me a post on
I did.
TikTok that you made. Is that a little?
It's
That's fucking
little
adorable.
dinosaur in there. He makes me so happy. So, fun fact, I was getting it done. I was like, oh, I gotta name him because I work with children. And if I don't, they will name him. And my tattoo artist goes, you should name him Jesse.
Jesse.
So, is that your name? Yeah.
Yes.
So I actually named him after my grandfather first. So
Okay,
he
yeah,
is,
don't name him after
yeah.
your tattoo artist. That's
He's,
weird.
he is Warren Jesse. So his middle name is Jesse or his
Okay.
last name or something. But
Jesse's in
Warren,
there.
being my grandfather that passed away, he made me a dinosaur lamp when I was a baby for my dinosaur nursery.
That's amazing.
So I named him after my grandfather first, and then his last name is after the tattoo. Well, mostly because I really like the parlor and I want to go back, and I don't want to tell this guy that I didn't name the
The
dinosaur
dinosaur
after.
Jesse, yeah.
Yes. Also, fun fact, it was a TikTok. I found the place via TikTok on Friday night that they were doing flash tattoos, and it said until 2:10, and I was like, fuck, I missed. And they were doing like dime size tattoos being $10.
Oh, that's amazing. Those
Yeah.
are my fucking favorite.
I'll tell you the
That's why I have
these
so
are
many
both
weird little
flashes.
stamp tattoos and like shit like
Exactly.
that because I love flashes.
I'll tell you the price of both of these with tip when I'm done.
I literally like I treat my fucking body like a sticker sheet.
Like I was like, let's go. So then I woke up on Saturday morning, I looked back up the tattoo parlor and they said, you asked and we did it. Like the flash sale is extended until 3:30. I know. Downtown Santa Ana. A place called Eye of the Tiger, spelled with the letter I, not the word.
Is that like right off of Broadway or Main Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've dropped a bunch of people off there for Uber.
It probably, yeah, because of doing the flash sale.
Yeah.
And you don't want to pay for parking.
No, not recently. I'm talking about just in general
Oh,
over the
okay.
months, yeah.
So I got up on Saturday morning. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go, and went. Had to go on an adventure because I got so two adventures. One, I got there and realized that I severely was lacking in my Spanish skills because the people only spoke Spanish.
Ay, Sean.
The only person that spoke English was Jesse, my tattoo guy. The poor receptionist lady, she was absolutely amazing dealing with me and my lack of Spanish skills and really trying her hardest to communicate and being so patient with me.
feel like you had a bit more practice when we were at the storage spot too, because you were forced a bit more, you
Yeah, and
know?
I think like also like the fact that I'm not one of those fucking English speakers who's a dick about it. Like I'm so sorry, like trying like to help like and understand. I think that really
Because
helped me
your thing
too.
is like we were running into it a lot. You can understand what people are saying, you just don't know how to respond to them.
My Spanish skills extend as far as I know what you're saying to me. I don't know how to tell you what you need to know. Which is so much fun. And she was absolutely lovely. I absolutely adored her. Though she was and I'm like probably gonna go back to the studio because they had a tattoo flash sale design that I really liked, but they were charging a couple hundred for it. And I was like, okay, this was random spur of the moment. I don't have that much money to spend on this right
Right
now.
now,
But I like that and I'll come back for it. Maybe in color and not just black and white. We're just gonna wait.
Yeah, speaking of black and white,
Hey, go. Let's go. Moving on.
Oreos were originally copycats.
I found this
Yes,
out
we're going
recently.
back to fucking Oreos like always.
We had to. We
This
had to. I
podcast is
found this thing.
always
I
this
found this
podcast.
story and I was like, how can we not talk about this?
This
How can
podcast
we
always just
not?
devolves into Oreo chat.
I like
Ate
was like,
Oreo chat.
we have to talk about this.
All right. The strange history of the Oreo and Hydrox cookie rivalry. Cream-filled and chocolatey, Oreo cookies have long reigned supreme as the go-to sandwich cookie on the supermarket shelves, and they've become much more than that. They're a bona fide American icon. By 2017, with more than 40 billion Oreos produced every year, raking in more than a 2 billion. God damn, Oreo. They were hailed as the best-selling cookie brand of the 21st century by its manufacturers, Mondelez International. That's a hell of a. Okay. I thought they were made by Nabisco.
I think they're both.
Anyway, so it might surprise some fans that Oreos were once considered copycats. Though they were created more than 100 years ago in 1912, they were actually the second of its kind to hit the market. The original was launched by a company called Sunshine Biscuits in 1908. Unfortunately, named Hydrox, a misplaced mashup of hydrogen and oxygen, which
Okay,
was
so
supposed to
it was the
suggest the
1912s.
purity of
It
broth.
was the it was 1908. So in 1908, we're really like, we got up using all of these chemical things, like realizing lead paint was killing people, kind of thing. So they need wanted something to be like sound like super pure. So they named it after like basically water.
But it's a
So back then
cookie.
that actually worked. But back then that actually worked. Like people were buying them off the things because they sounded like really pure. Also, for your knowledge, because it's not in here, Hydrox and Oreo were created by brothers.
How is that left out?
I don't know, but I do know that. Like, okay, so basically this came because I saw a food theory on this thing and I was like, well, we're gonna talk about it not as long and as comprehensive as the food theory because he is a team of researchers and we of us.
Also, why is my why is there a video of my boy Guy Fieri in the middle of this article?
It's his best one-liners, though, you know.
Right.
Maybe go back and watch it sometime.
So these were created by a pair of brothers, which actually adds like a whole ass other fold to the
Such a
story.
lever. Like,
Yeah.
like.
Aside from the general concept, dark chocolate cookies with a sandwich, sandwiching a cream center, the Hydrox cookie also sported a floral type pattern. But when Oreos hit the scene to compete,
Oreo literally copied their design.
yeah, it was the
Literally, they were like,
original.
Hydrox had little flowers on it, and Oreo said, we're gonna put little flowers on
Is
it.
that what's on the Oreos? I've
Yeah,
never been
those
able
are
to like
little
really tell.
flowers. No, they're like pixelated flowers.
Huh. The Hydrox cookie. Oh wait, it was the original that would eventually become the underdog. One writer for the New York Times dubbed Hydrox the Pepsi to Oreo's Coca-Cola. According to Insider, Oreos were introduced by the National Biscuit Company, later Nabisco. Oh, Nabisco, National Biscuit Co.
Oscar is screaming, and the mic's not gonna pick it up because the mic's trying to save all of your ears. Oscar is literally screaming because that just like, yeah, that makes sense, but I would never have
Holy
thought about that.
fuck.
But
This is the real
they were
takeaway from
launched.
this whole fucking episode, is that Nabisco is actually the National Biscuit Company. Holy shit.
But they did not immediately, they were launched as high class biscuits, but they did not immediately take over Hydrox. So the process took 2 decades as the two competing manufacturers engaged in biscuit wars with Hydrox warning its customers of imposters and the Biscuit X execs stubborn enough to absorb losses on the then unsuccessful Oreo, but with redesigns and aggressive ad campaigns plus a price hike, sales turned around for Oreos in the mid-50s. Do you want to know why they turned around for Oreo?
Why?
So Hydrox had this really big customer base. They were doing okay. Oreo was doing okay. Hydroxes were pure and clean and like doing great and whatnot. They also all of Hydrox ad campaigns were
The
that they were the
purest cookie
original,
on the market.
which is why Oreo doesn't call itself the original sandwich cookie, because it wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, he can't. They literally can't. But they had Hydrox had the corner on the kosher market. All of their
Oh.
factories were kosher and Oreo wasn't. So Oreo had to suck up a giant loss to make all of their factories kosher. Did it,
Fuck.
and then they got all of the market and they ate a Hydrox away. So as Sunshine soon went belly up, and Hydrox was eventually destined for the dustbins of history, but not before ping-ponged around to companies like the American Tobacco Company,
What the fuck?
Keebler, and Kellogg's. Keebler attempted to fix the unfortunate name issue by rebranding as Droxies, but the damage was done. Only 2 years after Kellogg assumed ownership in 2001, they went off the market. However, they're back.
They're back.
They're back.
And
And
I,
Oreo is like losing their mind.
yeah, apparently they came after them seeking $800 million in damages in 2018 because of lost sales and reputation.
29,
So,
wait.
2018.
2018.
Yeah, so it's been a while, but.
There was a lawsuit. No, there was a the lawsuit was actually not brought against or was brought against Oreo and Mondelez,
Yeah,
because they're
Mondelez.
the people that come in and put products on the sh Oreo has a mar has the market to arrange how them and their competitors' cookies are displayed on the shelf.
That's so
And they
fucked.
kept finding Hydrox put behind Oreos.
That's so fucked.
So they like the Hydrox won that lawsuit, which to be
Good.
fair, like $800 million.
Good.
Yeah, and they should win it, but like $800 million doesn't really put a dent in the Oreo budget.
Oh no,
Like at
2 billion a
all.
year? Yeah, like fuck.
Like not at all.
I mean, but still, 800 million is 800 million for a
800
company
million
like
is good
that's
for the yeah.
struggling. Like fuck.
Yeah, that's yo, yeah, that's really good for them. It didn't do that much to Oreo. They should have got more. But they said that we have not been contacted about this, but we are confident that this accusation has no merit. The Oreo brand is an iconic one with a rich, proud, with a proud, rich history of delivering great tasting products and exciting innovations for our consumers for more than a century. This focus, our commitment to operating with integrity, has made Oreo America's favorite cookie. It's like, ooh.
Apparently they do taste fairly different. The Oreo cookie is a little more bitter and less like chocolate, while Hydrox was perceived to have a less sweet filling and improved crunchiness.
I do want to try them.
Yeah, me too.
They don't say Hydrox across them, by the way. They just have flowers. So they're not stamped. Hold on. Where was the first one? I'm seeing a thing that says that Trump made a second appearance in it in Hydrox history, but I don't see where he made the first one.
Who cares? You know
Oh. It was in 2016,
Oh, okay.
and it was because Oreos were made outside of
Oh,
the
there it
country
is.
and Hydrox are made inside the country. So it was like a made in the
Oh,
USA
my
kind of.
fucking God. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Fuck Trump.
Yeah. Apparently, he also talked of Hydrox chloroquine for treating COVID-19, so the cookie sales
Yeah, that's what I
were
saw the second
deprived.
time.
Like, what?
When he was trying
Interesting,
to get
sir.
people to inject like fucking Clorox into themselves or something. Like, he's a fucking
Clorox
idiot.
wipes. Please don't do that. It's bleach. But I want to try. We can order them on Amazon. I couldn't find any that were sold like near us, kind of thing. But yeah, Oreo like fucking like underhandedly went after Hydrox.
Wild.
Wild.
Especially because they were bros. Like, come on.
I
And
was like, what the fuck?
now we're gonna
Oscar needs to know about this.
talk about some much better bros who get along much better. And that's the Super
Yeah.
Mario Bros.
Well, hold on. Do they actually, though?
Yes. Mario and Luigi love each other. They always go out of their fucking way to save each other from like castles and dungeons and haunted mansions and all kinds of crazy shit.
I feel like Luigi goes out of his way.
So does Mario.
Ah.
You
Mario
are.
and Luigi wins tennis. Mario like scuffs up and steps on his shoe all mad.
Well, you know what? It happens. But they do love each other. They have
Okay.
been through thick and thin together. They've rescued the world together many a time. And they still have their plumbing business, which is what we're talking about today, because they dropped a hell of an ad for the Super Bowl. If you want to watch this trailer, I don't know if you saw it, but if
I
you,
did not because I did not watch the Super Bowl.
click the fucking trailer
I'm gonna click it. I'm gonna watch it.
and then we will reconvene here.
Hold
So that is full of
hold on,
Easter
hold on, hold
eggs.
on, hold on, hold on. I was laughing really hard at the. It looks like the only thing you haven't drained is my bank account.
And she's like looking off screen, reading the lines, all like fucking confused. She's like, "What?"
That I was
Yeah.
laughing so hard at
So
that. Oh, so good.
that whole little song and commercial is basically it's reusing what's called the Super Mario rap from like the really cheesy Super Mario Bros. Super Show, the live action Mario Bros. Like TV
Movie.
show.
Oh,
No,
yeah.
the movie,
Oh,
the
they're doing a
show.
TV show?
No, it happened. It was like in the 80s. They had a live out. You didn't know about this?
No.
Yeah, so it's like a really, really cheesy live action like TV show that used to air a long
Nice.
fucking time ago called the Super Mario Bros. Super Show. And that was like a rap that they performed in the song. They repurposed it into this like commercial for their plumbing business that services Queens and Brooklyn or something like
This
that.
is a real plumbing business?
You can call the number, yeah. You can call the number, and you basically, if you call, you get a voicemail from Luigi, like thanking you for choosing Super Mario Bros. Plumbing. Will they accept any job, no matter how big? Yes, even in a mansion. And basically, it's just like a little teaser Easter egg thing for the movie coming out soon.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was like, this is for the movie, right?
Yeah. But I guess if you text them, you get signed up for like updates and like special deals regarding the movie and
Nice.
stuff like that. But I think it was a super, super fucking cool
That
little
was fun.
ad.
There were some funny ones. I will say I hated the Tubi one.
Oh, I didn't see.
So the Tubi one basically made it look like somebody had grabbed the remote and was switching away from the game into Tubi.
Oh,
And it
God.
just like it was like bloop 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 bloop. Here's the problem. Sports fans are fucking insane. So they were assaulting bartenders and throwing drinks in their face and like, how dare you change the game? Like trying to physically fight these bartenders, thinking that the
Because of the
bartenders because
commercial?
they thought the bartenders had changed the channel away from the Super Bowl.
Oh
Because
my
it was literally the
God.
first commercial after like they were go like as they
Like,
were going to
as they
commercial,
were
so it
cutting,
looked
yeah.
yeah, so it looked like they had changed it away from the game and they were gonna miss part of the game. Pair like fathers screaming bloody murder at their kids. Like it just brought
That's
out the
fucking
literal
wild.
worst in it. Like there was some good one, Tubi one. Like to be fair, it's not Tubi's fault. Like they didn't think about it, but like apparently, like domestic violence, things go up like 30%, 30% during like big like Super Bowl, like the World Series, shit like that. Those things go up. Like apparently, guys were like got so mad about it, they punched holes through their walls. Like I. Like they're absolutely insane. Like because they thought they were missing 20 seconds of a Super Bowl game.
That's
But
fucking crazy, man. That
yeah.
Tubi ad, like, I guess, yeah, like you said, they didn't really think about it, but that's fucked up, man. Like, it
Yeah,
sounds
like
like
I
it.
guess maybe it should have been like in the middle of the commercials and maybe then it wouldn't have been as much of an issue.
Yeah, maybe, but like, fuck, man. That
Yeah.
really like shows how fucked up this country is. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Did you watch the Eminem one?
no,
I
I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I saw the halftime show like on my phone.
I didn't
part
watch the
like
Super
getting
Bowl.
food.
I just know some of these commercials by people going, you have to look up this one. And I looked up the M&M one because I wanted to know how they did it. So, Maya's were not chocolate covered candies. They were chocolate covered clams.
Ew.
Yeah, that was the point. And then they brought this like literally two ads later. They're like, the M&M candies were back. And they're like, well, I guess we're back.
What the fuck?
By the way, I do now fully blame M&M for this whole sexualization of candy because they purposely, I forgot because I blocked them out. They did make commercials trying to be like, this green candy is so sexy.
Oh, okay.
So it is kind of their fault.
All right.
And then they're like, why are people mad that we made her not sexy? And it's like, because you made this thing to try and, like, I wasn't ever, and normal people weren't, but you did try to lead people down thinking that this thing was sexy. Because apparently green is like one of the, like green and red are like the sexiest colors, but red was already established by then. So they didn't do that.
We're rounding out here just because we're already on the Super Bowl and it's our last topic here for the
Let's
week.
go.
Let's close out with Rihanna and the halftime show, which was the only part that I did watch. I thought it was fucking awesome that she performed on a Super Smash Brothers stage.
Yay. Go, Rihanna.
But
Is she
there's this
pregnant
whole,
again?
yeah, she announced that she's pregnant again. Go off, Rihanna, about to have the second most beautiful baby of all time, because her and ASAP Rocky are like two of the most beautiful people like on this fucking
Their
planet.
baby is cute
Yeah,
too.
he just came out on a magazine for the first time or something yesterday.
Nice. Yeah. And then
So
somebody was like, she just had a baby. How's she having another baby? And I was like, you know, she's
you know,
34, right?
yeah, what do
Like,
you,
she, what is she gonna do? Wait 3 years and have another kid when she's
yeah.
gonna be like 38? Like,
Also,
I
ASAP
get
Rocky, I can guarantee you, I mean, it's
it. Yeah.
Rihanna.
Like, is
You,
it like, yeah, I understand that she just had a baby, but she's also like, she's not like she's 22, guys. She's
and
34.
clearly she likes being a mother and stuff like that. You know
Yeah,
what I mean?
she
So she's like,
seems
you know what?
such a
Fuck it.
cute mom.
I'm gonna go for another one. You know what I mean? You know, some people are
Yeah,
like that.
good for
But
her.
she's the buzz of the town because of the Super Bowl halftime show, which was super dope. But now controversy is hitting the internet because it came out that apparently she won't be paid a single dime for her halftime show
So
performance.
apparently, nobody gets paid for the halftime show.
What?
Ever.
What?
Yeah, this like the article says, like according to an NFL policy, the league covers all the costs related to the production of the halftime show, which includes their travel expenses. So you put them up in the hotel and everything. But as an NFL spokesman, Joanne Hunter told Forbes in 2016, so not now even, 2016, that doesn't include paying the singers. We don't pay the artist. We cover the expenses and the production cost. When
I mean,
Rihanna
I
takes
guess
the
that's
field,
fine.
she's following the footsteps of megastars like Beyonce, J-Lo, Bruno Mars, and she will receive precisely $0 in return. But why, we hear you wonder. Well, it's customary that the performers don't get anything in return for the halftime set because they get exposure.
Yes, so that's what I started hearing all over the place because it started like, idiots on the internet getting on like poor, like influencers who are just getting started and barely starting to get sponsorship deals and
They're
stuff
like, well,
like
I would
that.
never take payment and exposure. And I'm like, okay, but there's a difference between being exposed by this person who has a TikTok that has like 10,000 followers
No,
and the literal halftime show who's covering.
I'm talking the other side of it. I'm talking about people like literally like refusing to work for exposure. People are getting on that 'cause like, oh, look, even Rihanna's not big enough to work for exposure. What you
They're
don't
not too big
understand,
to work for it yet. And
yeah,
it's like, it's not the
but
same
it's
thing.
not the same thing.
It's
She's
not the same
already
thing.
established. She's already like a Grammy-winning artist. She's already like a fucking makeup mogul. She's already a billionaire.
Yeah, this
She
isn't, and
doesn't need.
even if she wasn't, like the exposure that you get for the Super Bowl of how much people pay for those ads to run and everything like that is worth that exposure.
Not someone's
And they're
fucking
paying for, yeah.
Etsy shop, you know what I
Literally,
mean?
the
Like, what's
only thing they're not paying you for is to sing. They're taking cover all the costs. So it's not like everything is coming out of your own
It's not like
pocket to
you have to
cover
pay the
this.
dancers, the fucking
Yeah.
fireworks, the weird stage.
You
No, you
can think
just.
of whatever you want. That's why Super Bowl performances are usually fucking giant because they're covering the cost of it. And you don't have to.
Exactly. So if people don't really, like, literally don't understand the difference between what's happening here and a small, like, person trying to, like, working for themselves, trying to make it
And you're
work on
not
their
even
own,
paying them at
accepting, like, a little
cost.
sponsorship deal, like, yeah,
Yeah.
of course they need some compensation, because no matter what, your fucking little Etsy shop, your Instagram page, whatever it is you're paying me to promote, is not going to give me the amount of exposure that you think, and it's not gonna guarantee income or revenue for me. You know
Nope.
what I mean? Like, the Super
Nope.
Bowl
It's not like the
absolutely
Super
will
Bowl
for a
cons
recording
yeah.
artist.
Yeah. And like have proven over years and years and years of that. They've been able to prove that. They have an established thing of it, like kind of thing. It's also not like you're coming to me like, hey, I'll pay you at like I'll pay for the cup, I'll pay for all the resin that you want to use, I'll pay for the decals, I'll pay for all of it. The only thing you're doing for free is literally just putting it all
Putting it all
together and
together,
then
yeah.
exposure. Even then, like just buy the cup. It's easier and cheaper, quite
Ex
honestly, because they buy
literally, yeah.
everything in bulk. And like you're gonna pay as much to do all their supplies to buy just one
And you're
thing of
only getting
everything.
one cup. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Like,
like they buy in bulk. So just pay the people. Like
pay people for their work, pay
pay people for their
artists, pay
work.
creatives, pay just everyone. If they're working, pay them what they deserve.
Yeah. Rihanna got paid what she deserves in exposure, because apparently apparently Lady Gaga graced the stage in 2017, and her album and song sales skyrocketed 1,000%.
J-Lo got 2.3 million new followers after her show. So, it's literally the most watched, like, event in America, not the world, because the World Cup, like, the numbers came out in the World Cup like five times the amount of watchers for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the world too, so that you create the song for that. I just realized that this article is doing something I hate.
What's that?
They're talking about percent, right? But they're spelling it PER space
Space cent.
SENT. Yeah.
Yeah,
And I'm like, that's not how you
that's
spell
like
the
a
words you want to use. That's
that's
per like
yeah that's like a
percent.
unit that's like a
That's a unit
payment
of money.
unit
What are you
money. Yeah,
doing? What
like,
are you
what?
do?
Yeah,
And they're like, that grammatically, this sentence no longer makes
like,
sense.
hey editor, good job over at tyla.com. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's sparking conversation online, but I don't think it's really that big of a deal when you put into perspective, like, the size of the show, the size of the artist, how much they already are established. Like, it's not the same as a small person taking a
No.
sponsorship deal. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah. Do you want a quick story before we go?
yeah, go ahead, hit
Because
us with them.
I thought of two. These were
Yeah,
both from Fontana. Yeah.
one second. Storage stories.
But yes, these are two. I'm only going to do one of them. They were both in Fontana. Fontana had a lot more outdoor unit. Like all of the ones that we worked at were outdoor, but Fullerton had or Fontana had outdoor and indoor ones, and like. I swear to God, the amount of stories you get, like you warn people, like you're storing outdoors, there's gonna get dirt in it. Put tarps over your shit. Like, just do it. Just
Every
buy
fucking
plastic. I
time.
don't care if you buy plastic from me, just buy plastic and cover it. But like there was this lady though. This isn't even the dirt one. There's spiders too, right? Obviously, that go on the outside. And I would go around and I would clean the spider webs off of things. And whatnot, and they like to be under where there were lights because the bugs would come and then they would get caught. Well, there's this lady who picked a unit specifically because it had a light on either side of it, so she knew that she came and it was dark, she could see in her unit, and then her door got covered in spider webs. Like, and she was convinced that we were going out wiping the spider webs off of everybody's unit except for hers.
In fact, you're actually taking everyone else's spider webs and putting them on my door.
She was like, absolutely, like, well, you clean off their door and you clean off their door. And we said, we don't clean off anybody's door. And she's like, well, I have so many spider webs and they don't have any. How is that possible? Because they're not under a light. It's an outdoor unit. You're going to get spider webs. And she's like, well, I don't want to touch the door handle because it has spider webs on it. And we're like, if we're here, you can come get us and we'll knock the spider webs off. But like they come literally overnight, so I'm not gonna go out every. I don't have time every day to go out and wipe the spider webs off of
Off
everybody's
your
door.
fucking door.
Like
Like,
it's not something that we just have time
literally,
for on a regular basis.
reminds me of another guy who, it was at our facility that I wasn't there for. I think it was right before I got hired, that you said that He was also super mad about all the dust in the unit always, and that he was like, well, you guys, I'm gonna leave you guys a key, and you need to go in there and sweep my unit every week for me. And you were
Yes.
like, that's not gonna happen. You need to move out now.
I
Like, we're
offered him
not.
our blower too. You can use our blower.
You
Go
can use
for
our
it.
blower, but I'm not fucking going in and fucking
I'm not
dusting your
dealing with this.
unit. Like, get the.
I just like specifically told him like we're not allowed to go into your unit and do things like that.
Yeah.
That's not allowed.
Like,
If you want to borrow my blower,
why
you
would you
can, but
want us to have free access to your belongings at all
people are like,
times? Fucking
I don't
idiot.
know, because those are the same people who come back in a month paranoid that something's missing or moved. Like, or like the people who would buy a lock and then they would take both keys because we would give them all the keys. We never kept their keys unless they signed a form that says we had their keys. And we just, all right,
Very,
cool, bye.
very little common sense in the storage industry.
Yeah. And then they'd be like, well, why don't you have a copy of my key? Why would I have a copy of
Why
your
would
key?
I?
What do you have? Why don't you have a master key to everybody's unit?
Why do you want us to have
Sir, I'm not the only person who works here. You know that sometimes you come in and it's somebody you've never seen before because we're both called out sick. I understand that you might trust me. Do you trust them?
that? Yeah, that's fucking
No? Well, then they would
wild.
have access too. What do
Literally daily struggles in the
you?
storage industry.
It's so frustrating. Like, they
But
wanted me
that's,
to have it and nobody else.
yeah, but that's gonna pretty much do it for us here on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at KnifeLife Boston, KnifeLife OSC. If you want to find Shen on the internet,
You can find my link tree under Adventure Lady.
make sure you share the show with a friend if you enjoyed it. It's the best way we get exposure. And until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been 8 Hour Chat.
And you can still take antlers on a plane.
Unfortunately,
I'm
Shan will be testing it out
not
tomorrow.
testing it out. I'm not paying $45 for this joke.